It was the most famous of escape attempts at Alcatraz, and the fact that no one has ever seen the three inmates who made the attempt keeps the story alive yet today. We go there for today's edition of The American Countryside. June 12, 1962. What seemed to be just another day would change in an instant on Alcatraz.
I was still asleep. I didn't hear it. Apparently he uttered a profanity and slammed the phone down and went outside and went up top. And then the siren sounded, and it was a lot like grammar school when there's a fire drill. I heard the siren, it woke me up, and I didn't know if it was real or not. I'd never heard the siren before.
Jolene Babiak's father was in charge.
My father was associate warden at that time, which, you know, was tough for me to get a date, nonetheless. And then Warden Blackwell went on vacation just before that escape occurred. And so my father was acting warden when the event happened.
The men dug through concrete for several months using eating utensils. They made dummy heads to put into their bunks on the night of June 11th. They even used raincoats to fashion a raft for their escape into the bay. Frank Morris and John and Clarence Anglin did make it to the water, but no one has seen them since.
San Francisco Bay, you can swim it. It's only a mile and a quarter to San Francisco, but you can only get there about 25% of the day. The rest of the time, you're going to go to Berkeley, which is pretty far away, or Hawaii, which is really far away, because that's where the tides are going. You can reduce this escape to two facts. No bodies were found in the bay, no trace on land.
Babiak is an author and speaks on her firsthand experiences yet today. Traveling the countryside in San Francisco, California. I'm Andrew McCrae.